How does yesterday's prayer of the day, the collect, reflect the truth that we cannot come to know Jesus Christ by our own reason or works? Almighty and merciful God, by your gift alone, your faithful people render true and laudable service. Help us steadfastly to live in this life according to your promises and finally attain to your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The theme for the next several weeks is the righteousness of God's kingdom as shown in works of faith and love. We believe, teach, and confess that our works of love, our good works, are the result of our faith in Christ Jesus as our Redeemer from sin and death. Our appointed gospel reading is from St. Mark's account of Jesus healing a deaf and mute man. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. This text serves as a reminder of how we come to know Jesus as our Savior, how we are brought to faith. It is also a reminder that each of us who believe in Christ Jesus have a responsibility to invite our friends, family, and neighbors to learn of his great love and mercy. May our Lord grant us willing hearts to invite others to hear of Jesus Christ. Amen.